This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Daily Check-In, the show that looks at how our lives have changed during this MCO. I am Lee Chui Lin in the studio and with me is Hezril Ashraf on Zoom. Today, we're going to be focusing on events, gatherings and enjoying culture together in the time of COVID-19.
Yep, today's topic is one that's close to my heart because as an extrovert and someone who enjoys being around other people, it's been tough to not be able to do that right now. Growing up, I've been used to going to large gatherings with friends and family, whether it's in their homes or at restaurants. And I'm a big fan of volume because crowds make things exciting and create this very dynamic ambience, like at an art exhibition opening, for instance. And for the moment, I've resorted to social media and my copies of Monocle for my daily dose of people and culture.
And I suppose the main thing here is we really don't know when this will change or how distancing measures will affect the way we go to art galleries and theatres in the future or community markets after the MCO lifts. I mean, it's going to be a while, I think, before we feel truly safe again. And there are going to have to be a lot of adjustments made in the future for that as well. Hand sanitizers everywhere, a limit maybe on how many people can be in a certain space at any given time and so on. So discussing that with us now, we have Rahel Joseph, Gallery Director at Ilham Gallery, and Ina Hadze, who's the co-founder of Saloka. Rahel, Ina, thank you both so much for joining us.
Hi, nice to be here.
Hi, me too. Hello, everyone.
So let's start with, can you tell us a little bit about both Ilham Gallery and Saloka? Maybe Rahel, you can take it first.
Sure. Ilham is a public non-profit art gallery. We opened in 2015, really with the aim of making art accessible to the Malaysian public. So since then, we've held exhibitions featuring modern and contemporary art from Malaysia and the region. We also have a very active public and education programming, which is free to the public.
And Ina, what about Saloka?
Okay, so we are actually a fully self-funded lifestyle pop-up event. So we have, we feature collaborative and creative community of small businesses, designers, artists, and foodies. So basically, we create a very unique experience for people to shop. Basically, at the moment in KL, to explore and discover and connect with the people who makes the stuff.
And what did you have lined up before the MCO, and how have you had to change or adapt what you're planning to do? Ina, maybe you can go first.
Okay. So basically, we at Pasar Saloka here has been event management team actually, and we have invested heavily on locations for our upcoming events. And basically, our Raya Bazaar is our most looked forward event of the year. So we have prepared our lineups way back in September. So we were supposed to have an event in Singapore and a few in KL location, and of course everything was cancelled. So basically, we have to quickly think of an alternative, which is switching to all virtually, which is an online market, which is a totally new concept for us. So that is basically the MCO impact on us.
And Rahel, I imagine there have been a few exhibitions that have had to be put on hold on your end.
Yeah, well, our present show is, of course, our collaborative exhibition with Singapore Art Museum, The Bodies and the Body. So with the MCO in place, unfortunately, we've had to close 3 weeks earlier than planned, which is a real shame. We also had a whole series of programs for March and April, including a symposium with Singapore Art Museum, a short film festival. So everything's kind of been postponed. But for some of our programs, we are taking it online. So for example, we have a whole series of artist conversations with the artists who have been featured in the exhibition. That's happening every week.
And if I could touch on that a little bit more, I mean, Rahel, what was the thinking behind the Ilham at Home program? I was looking through it on Facebook yesterday and quite enjoying it, but I thought it would be cool to hear you talk about the thinking behind it and the process of getting it going.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, like I mentioned, public programming is very much our focus at Ilham. And obviously with the MCO, you know, everything has come to a grinding halt. So we wanted to continue with the programs and decided to make a kind of virtual space for it through Ilham at Home. I mean, you know, we've kind of built up our audiences for the last 5 years, created this Ilham community, and we wanted to continue to connect. I mean, I think with this MCO, what has really come through is how much we need to connect, you know, during these times. So there are a couple of programs we've initiated. One is the artist interviews that were happening every week. We're also having this artist takeover. So every weekend, we invite a Malaysian artist to take over our social media. The idea is that we share our platform for them to, you know, share the work they're doing during MCO or the ideas they're exploring. Another one that we're doing is inviting members of the public and people we know to write about a particular Malaysian artwork they have a connection with. And that was really, you know, there's so much bad news on our social media that we wanted to sort of fill our walls, so to speak, with Malaysian artwork and encourage people to write and think about Malaysian art. So today, for example, Sharad Kutan, who, you know, was at BMF and who's now at BFM and who's now at Astro Awani, writes about the artist Paiman's artworks. So, and we're also commissioning two artists to come up with a series of drawings that we're hoping to share with people, which is really their kind of reflection on what's happening in the world and maybe how they imagine what the world post-COVID might be. So, yeah.
And Rahel, before we move on to other matters, I did want to know, how important is it in your view to enjoy art with other people? Because I think it's one of those things where it can be a very solitary experience, but it can also be, you know, when you're at an art gallery with others, mingling, watching reactions, it can also be a collective thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I think everybody enjoys this, you know, going into a gallery, like there's an opening and the conversations that happen, you know, because it's very much a meeting place. And of course, nothing replaces that. And, you know, we can't wait to get back to Ilham and open our doors to the public. But in the meantime, I think we're really looking at ways that how else can we connect to people? How do else do we connect to the larger community? And part of the Malaysian artwork, inviting people to write about it, was also about trying to connect people through the love of Malaysian art.
And Ina, given that it's
Ramadan
and it's a time for togetherness, it's a time to spend time with each other and meet up with old friends, what role do traditional markets and bazaars usually play at this point in time?
Okay, so from our point of view, as a Pasar Seloka, we have been doing this for the past 10 years. And we have developed a huge community of, you know, sellers. We have visitors, basically loyal visitors, buyers that is loyal to us, our brand. Okay, so we created the Raya experience through this community. Okay, and then people come to our event to mingle, to, you know, to connect with the people, the vibe, and then the raya music, and basically buka puasa as well, you know, together with friends and family. So our event is the pit stop and most look forward event for raya, you know, leading up to raya, and they shop together. So, well, this year, I think it's didn't fall according to the plan. So by not having a place, so we decided we would go virtually. We will try and create a virtual market instead, where we still get to have people supporting us online via our IG Live. Same like Ilham, we get our people to engage. Like for example, our vendors who are selling food, we let them do an IG takeover and they will cook raya dishes at home and share the recipes. And we have probably our clothing vendors and who can share, you know, raya styling, you know, how to wear clothes, whether you accessorize it and how you put on your tudung and such and such. All done via our Seloka TV Live. That's the kind of changes we made.
So we are speaking today with Rahel Joseph, who's the gallery director at Ilham Gallery, and Ina Hadze, whom you just heard there, co-founder of Seloka. And they're both just talking about how they've had to change the way we gather, whether it's for art exhibitions, whether it's for real life markets, transitioning into virtual markets. We'd like to hear from you. Have you been attending events online, whether it's concerts or virtual markets, things like that? Do let us know. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can tweet us at BFM Radio, where we also have a poll running. And we are going to be right back on the Daily Check-In, BFM 89.9.
Bridging fellow Malaysians, BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
It is 4:18 in the afternoon and you're listening to Lynn and Hezril on the Daily Check-In. I am in a studio, Hezril's over Zoom, along with both our guests. Today we have Rahel Joseph, the gallery director at Ilham Gallery, as well as Ina Hadze, the co-founder of Seloka. Together we're talking about how cultural events and gatherings have really had to change in this time of the MCO.
So both of you in your own ways are talking about how your respective businesses are looking to bring people together online. So our existing platforms such as Instagram, Facebook, Zoom, and so on suited to your needs? And have you found that one works better than the other? Ina, maybe you can go first.
Oh, okay. All right. For us, it's basically Instagram. We are stronger on Instagram platform. And at the same time, we're also working on our FB platform, which we are not that active, but due to this MCO implementation, so we have to kind of kickstart our FB platform again. And also, we are developing our YouTube content. So we want to be very well-versed in all platforms as well as, you know, just to use, to get most out of technology available. So we get different type of viewers through all this. Okay.
Yeah, well, we've been using, obviously, Facebook and Instagram a lot. Or, you know, our sort of Ilham at home programming. We've used Zoom, we've used WebEx as well for interviews. Obviously, Zoom is really, you know, just in terms of even our kind of departmental meetings, you know, we it's a way for us to kind of connect and brainstorm. And yeah, I mean, I'd not use Zoom at all, actually. So kind of MCO period has made us all kind of, you know, reach out to these various platforms.
And I know, Rahel, that in Ilham's case, you know, it's always had, you know, an Instagram presence. So was there a learning curve with having to change your events and communicate that and bringing things online for gallery visitors?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, of course, we've always had a social media sort of presence, but, you know, I mean, I guess we've had to rethink how we do it, you know, to make it much more interactive, to also really move our programming on this platform. And it's something that, you know, we know that life is not going to go back to normal, you know, even when the MCO is lifted. So it's about kind of strategizing as to how we're going to, you know, manage our programming in the future. So this is going to be, I think, sort of planning for the next 3 to 6 months.
And on that note, you're absolutely right, Rahel. I think we're all thinking about the new normal and what that might look like. So overall, how has the MCO affected the way you think about events and gatherings, as well as how you think they will be in the future? Ina, what about you?
Okay. Basically, we learn about being versatile. So, Pasas Loka has been has always been, you know, very grounded, and like we focus on physical events. And suddenly, with the MCO implementation, it took us about a week to kind of digest what is going on and how we're going to have to move on to the next step. And basically, being well is what we have to do now. So we problems by providing multiple platforms and using technology this is a solution. Okay, for us, we realize we are in this fast-paced world, and we need to quickly adapt and adjust accordingly to continue and stay relevant. Even the uncle who sells mutabak is also, you know, trying to get himself online. And for us, it's, you know, is of course it's most important.
And Rahel, how are you thinking right now about that new normal and that 3 to 6 month period you were talking about?
No.
I think Ina is... Are you still there? I think you were just wrapping up a thought.
It's okay. Rahel can continue.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I guess what we are planning to do is... I mean, it's obvious that we can't have large gatherings for a while. So, you know, in terms of our programming, we'll probably be maybe limiting numbers of audiences. We'll be doing a lot of, I think, kind of live, maybe like Facebook events and programs. But taking it virtually, I think, is something that we're looking at for, you know, at least for the next 6 months. So this Ilham at Home, it's not going to be just for the MCO period. We're really using the time to think creatively. How else do we kind of reach out to people? I mean, the good thing is that through all the programming we've done, we have a lot of it on our YouTube channel. So we've kind of also been, you know, inviting people to go back to the sort of archives and you know, listen into the talks and the programs. So yeah, I mean, it's. I think this is the time to really kind of rethink how we're going to connect with people in the future.
And how have people responded to what you've been putting out at the moment?
I mean, so far there seems to be, you know, well, for our last artist interview with, we had about like over 2,500 kind of views of the interview on our YouTube channel, which we were quite happy with. We've also kind of launched a kids art competition, just because we knew that, you know, people, friends who have kids, that, you know, everything was very sort of, it was quite a stressful period at home. And, you know, this, you know, drawing and painting is a way of kind of alleviating that stress. So we sort of ran this art competition, which is still going on. The deadline is May the 12th. Sort of encouraging kids to think about how they're spending their time at home. And there's been a huge response to that. I mean, we've had loads of entries in. And we are going to be having the best sort of, the most original 30 entries. We're going to have a kids art exhibition at Ilham at the end of the year. So people, you know, children who can still send in their artworks. The deadline's on May the 12th.
And Ina, what about you?
Basically, quite overwhelmed. we have been doing our Seloka TV series every day for the past 1 month. So we have been getting a lot of IG responses, IG live responses, and we're getting a lot of views. And I think it's basically because of the topics that we have. Is everyone can relate to what we discuss on IGs and our live participants. I think that is the way that the new normal that people are accepting us for.
And is there any last message or advice that both of you would like to give, for people who are seeking out spaces like Ilham's and Bahasa Seloka at this time throughout the MCO? Rahel, maybe you can go first?
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, I just ask people to, please follow us on, Facebook and Instagram and, just to keep up with, just to see the kind of programs we're running. But I would just want to say that, I think this whole MCO period, what's happening in the world, I think has really underlined the importance of the arts. People have been turning to music and performances online, and reaching out for their books and everything else. And I think it's really underlined how vital the arts are, and how important it is. And I don't think it's not just for entertainment purposes, but I think, when all this is over, I think artists, we are looking to our artists to really kind of respond to, what's happened to the world and how this has impacted on us. Artists have always, I think, responded to the big crises that have happened in our world. And I don't think this is going to be any different. I think that's something that we do. Just how important the arts are.
And Ina, any final thoughts on your end?
Okay. I think the future of Malaysia, I think everyone has to start doing something locally. Look at all the local brands, and basically when you shop with Pasar Seloka and all the vendors in Pasar Seloka, you are helping small businesses to thrive. So we are all this... Small businesses are relying on all of us here as a consumer to keep them afloat. So this is our new normal. The ringgit that you spend will go right back into our local economy. So Pasar Seloka is going to provide that with all our curated list of vendors. And it's all like locally made. So yeah, that's it.
Wonderful. Rahel, Ina, thank you both so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
You just heard there from Rahel Joseph, a gallery director at Ilham Gallery, and Ina Hadze, who's the co-founder of Seloka. We are going to be heading very shortly to the press conference for the Director General of Health. Keep it here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.